good morning. Welcome to a Monday. It is Tone to Bone. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Man, it was great weather down here in the South, wherever you're watching here on Facebook Live. I hope your weather's good too. Awesome weekend. Getting ready for even a better week of great programming on Tony Curry Radio. We're going to get after it with all of our shows. We have Mission Minded going on. We have Students of the Game starting at 9 o'clock this morning. We have Win in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa. We have Live Wire Wednesday. We have Austin Hanks Blues Almighty. I'll talk about that in a second. We have Damon Johnson. I saw a great clip of him opening up a Lynyrd Skynyrd show with That Smell. The dude's a rock and roll star. Damon Johnson rocks. We have a show with him every single Friday. Actually, it's every single day of the week here on Tony Curry Radio. If you want to know what we're doing, go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K, and you can watch all of our shows on demand. Spotify, if it's a musically elemented show like Austin Hanks or Blues Almighty or A Win in Rome, you can watch your shows on Spotify, but it's fantastic, and I think you're going to love it. Download the TKR app. Takes you 5 seconds. It's free. It's great classic rock. If you don't like it, get rid of it. But everyone that gets it says it's fantastic. We play classic rock. You just don't hear it very often, so it's wonderful. Got some very special birthdays we'll get in today. And also, don't forget, we'll again be on Fox 6 this Thursday morning. Dr. Josh Klapo will be out by the fire pit on Thursday morning doing a show around 7 o'clock in the morning. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you, my friend. So a full week of fantastic shows, and I hope you have a great week as well. I saw this interesting story. You know, I do stuff with the Jay Barker Radio Network, and I've done sports radio for 20, 25 years. There's been cheating going on in sports for as long as we've had sports. Major League Baseball, tapping garbage cans, stealing signs from second base. You had Deflategate, the National Football League. There's just cheating that goes on everywhere, and it's really, really sad because everything should be settled on the field. But I saw this story, the Lake Erie Walleye Tournament, and I don't know, was it this past weekend or the weekend before? Anyway, evidently, there were tens of thousands of dollars up for grabs in this walleye fishing tournament, and these two guys had caught five walleye and weighed in roughly at 34 pounds. For you fishermen out there, you're going to love this story. And they come to find out that normally walleye, I guess, range somewhere between the 4 and 5 pound area, and that 34 pounds was kind of crazy. And these guys had won fishing tournaments in the past. And so someone asked the judges to cut one of the fish open. And what they found inside these walleye was additional fillets from other walleye and lead weights. And these guys had just won this tournament. They won like $30,000 in cash and prizes. And man, if you could see, I was going to post the video on Twitter or on Facebook. And it's just like, there are so many F-bombs, man. It's like a comedy show. It's like, these guys are pissed. I mean, these other fishermen are pissed off, and they knew these guys, so they knew they'd been at other fishing tournaments, and I'm trying to think to myself, and I just said golf, because in golf tournaments, everyone cheats. I did the TBRS thing, fantastic tournament. I will do it every single year the rest of my life, the Tatton Brown Ramen Syndrome tournament with Robbie Glenn, and when you're doing these tournaments, you're getting mulligans, you're getting throws, you got handicaps, and so we came in at 21 under at Highland Golf Course, and I'm thinking 21 under is pretty stout. That's the best I've ever shot on, and we did it clear, man. We did it right. You know, we were like, I don't know, do you have a mulligan left? I think you got a mulligan left. We can all take a mulligan, and you're you know. And so I get that, but it's a charity tournament. We're raising money for a bigger cause. It's like, you know, what do you really win? It doesn't really matter. But there are some guys who get these tournaments. They want to win every single time they play. I get that. But there's a lot of there's a lot of kicking balls out of the rough. You know, it just happens. Golfing's probably the biggest cheater sport out there. You're laying your ball off on the top of the grass or it's up against the fence. You're getting, and it's inside the leather and blah, 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 blah. I get that, and I'm okay with that. By the way, 27 under won the tournament. 27 under is 9 birdies and 9 eagles. 9 eagles with a handicap, with mulligans, and with throws. It's almost impossible. That means on par fours, you're having to get on the green in one and make your putt. One way or another. Tim McGee Sr., good morning to you. Linda Feckety, my sister. How you doing, baby doll? I love you. Let's catch up soon. I love my sister. Linda, la la, poo poo, I love you. It's great to see your name on my phone this morning. I love you, big time. Let's get together with the family soon. So there's cheating and everything. So I was trying to think to myself, and these guys, these fishermen were pissed. And I'm like, I kind of got it. I thought it was kind of funny at first. And these guys were really pissed off. because they're out there fishing all weekend long. And to do something, I'll use an example, Pinewood Derby. Remember Pinewood Derbies? Remember when we were in Boy Scouts, Weeblows, Eagle Scouts and all stuff? The dads would always build the cars for their sons, depending on how old their sons were. And the dads, now my dad would never do this. My dad was a rule guy. He's like, we don't cheat. We're going to do it right, and we're going to leave it in the hands of God. If we win this thing, it's great. But there'd be guys, you could put weights in the bottom of your car. Do you remember you always had like three or four dads at Boy Scouts? I mean, you're talking about morals here, right? Ethics. At Boy Scouts, you'd always have a table set up for guys who put too much weight in their cars. And you'd have to take, I thought it was 20 ounces, not 18, I'm sorry. And they're taking the screwdriver and they're taking the weights out of their butt. At Boy Scouts, you had fathers cheating on their cars. Or you'd have guys that would make sure that only three wheels touch the track instead of four. Because if you have four, you have more friction and the cars go faster when you have only three. So we've always tried to figure out a way to cheat. We've had it in college football, secondary violations. I mean, you self-report 20 or 30 secondary violations every year. You know you're doing stuff wrong, but you're like, that's a secondary violation. Just do it and we'll ask for forgiveness later in the NCAA. Now, major violations, not too cool, but secondary violations, you always do it. So it's interesting. I think we all try to get ahead. We all try to figure out one way to get the competition better. I've played a lot of card games and I've seen a lot of cheating in card games. But fishing is one of those things where it's kind of like, really? Al Cooper, good morning to you. I thought it was kind of funny, and then it kind of pissed me off, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? We got to be gentlemen here. We got to figure this out. That is not cool to be putting weight in your fish, and you would figure that's probably a pretty easy thing to do unless you got a guy actually sitting in your boat and watching every move you make. Probably be pretty easy. So, Margaret Bailey, good morning to you. I hope you enjoyed your family this past week. Margaret, I hope you enjoyed the ZZ Top show on Thursday night. I heard it was great. Anyway, I thought it was really, really interesting. Do you know anyone that's ever cheated in sports? And then I thought to myself, okay, what's one sport where you can't cheat? And I can only come up with one. You know what it is? Bowling. Now, some people say bowling's not a sport anyway. But I think bowling is probably the only sport I can think of where you can't cheat. Now, you used to be able to cheat when you had your handwritten scores. Buddy Little, good morning to you, man. You used to be able to handwrite your scores, and you could cheat there. But now, I don't think you can cheat in bowling. There's no way you can cheat in bowling. It's impossible. But I think you can cheat in almost everything else. Pickleball. Josh Klapo, we'll talk about his pickleball. Michael Chandler, good morning to you. He was in a pickleball tournament up at Lifetime the other day, and a couple of the balls went out, and the other team said they were in, and they were like, are we going to argue about this? It's flipping pickleball. Are we going to argue about this? So there's cheating that goes on all around. I guess you can't really cheat in professional tennis. I don't know, but you can cheat everywhere else. And maybe it's not so much cheating, but, you know, I work with a couple of National Football League guys and Jay Barker and Al Greco, and they used to talk about on the bottom of the pile, there'd be guys grabbing each other's nuts and, you know, twisting things and trying to break fingers and stuff. I don't know if that's really cheating. Maybe that's just mean-spirited. I'm not sure. But anyway, next time you go fishing and someone says he got a big one and it's like this big, but it weighs 67 pounds, maybe you should think about that. Couple of birthdays here today real quick. Gwen Stefani, 53. Tommy Lee is 60. I may have to go watch a video of Tommy Lee just to remember his 60th birthday today. And there's a reason why, by the way, Tommy Lee looks so well endowed. It's because his waist is 17 inches. If you got a waist that's this big, everything around it's going to look a lot bigger. I'm just saying. If you want to gain an inch, lose 30 pounds. Lindsey Buckingham, who I got a chance to meet at the Grammys back in the mid-90s. He's 73 today. And I'd be remiss not to mention one of my favorite rock and roll guys, Henry Lavoie. Good morning to you, Henry, and Stephen Kutcher. One of my favorite guys I've ever met, and I've been super blessed that I've been given the opportunity to bring on lots of rock and rollers. I know I talk about it a lot, something I hang my hat on. I'm super proud of that, and I just absolutely love the fact that I've gotten a chance to not only see a lot of great rock and roll shows, Trina Nadler, good morning to you, but also to bring a lot of people on stage. I brought Joe Cocker on stage back in 1990 at the Oakmont Amphitheater. And he was opening up for Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie would have been 68 years of age today. We were on Classic Rock 99.5. We didn't play a stitch of Stevie Ray Vaughan on the radio station until he passed away. And for that, I'm sorry, because Stevie Ray Vaughan is awesome. I didn't even listen to a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan music before he passed away. And then once he passed away, we started playing Look a Little Sister, Pride and Joy, you name it. I mean, we did the Double Trouble thing, man, to the nth degree. It was fantastic. We probably played 6 or 7 songs. And I play like 10 or 12 of his songs on Tony Curry Radio on the TKR app every single day. I love Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's fantastic. I know Blues Almighty Austin Hanks. He's a big SRV fan too. But one of the nicest guys in all of rock and roll. I mentioned Benjamin Orr. I told you my little tiff I've had with Jimmy Buffett. Every time I meet him, he's a total asshole. I still love him. I mean, I realize he's busy and he doesn't know who I am, but every time I meet him, he's a total a-hole. But Stevie Ray Vaughan was one of the nicest guys. Sam Rushing, good morning to you. One of the nicest guys I have ever met in rock and roll. He had a scooter. He loved his scooter. And I asked him, I said, why are you on the scooter? We were back in the green room area and behind the stage at Oak Mountain Amphitheater. Have you ever been there? And he's like, it's great because I can roll up on somebody, talk to somebody, and then when I'm ready to go, I just go. I don't have to walk away because if I walk away, people will follow me. And he goes, if I'm on a scooter that goes 15, 20 miles an hour, I can roll away and I'm going too fast and I'll go, okay, have a great day. And I just roll off. And then I can roll back around. So all he did the entire time, 2 hours before the show, but I got a chance to talk to him for about 45 minutes. And it was one of the situations where I was like, listen, dude, you got things to do. Go do your thing. Sound checks. He's like, no, I'm good. And we just hit it off. I don't know what it was. I was 1990. I was 24 years old. And we just hit it off and just super nice guy. And one of those guys where, quite frankly, I really didn't know Stevie Ray Vaughan or his music until I saw him in concert. And then when he passed away a few weeks later, it was gut-wrenching, man. It was like a punch right in the gut. It really bummed me out. And now I absolutely love his music, and I've got everything he's ever owned, and I've actually got one of his guitars down in my studio. But happy 68th birthday to Stevie Ray Vaughan. What a great talent, and one of those guys that left Earth way too early, and another one of those weird helicopter crashes. Bizarre. All right, so it's October, baby. It's October. Where's my dog at? Hold on. Where's my dog at? Hey, bring my dog in here. It is October. My skeleton dog. Teresa Ponder Witt, good morning. Happy Halloween. You like that? Go get him, boy. Go get him. Go get him. Yeah. That's good, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Go get him. Dude, my dogs hate this thing, man. My dogs hate that thing. Anyway, we have a special Tony Curry Radio presentation of David Merlin, who is a paranormal illusionist. He's coming to Work Play coming up here on October 29th. It's going to be a Halloween party unlike any Halloween party you've ever seen. I know people like to do outfits, costumes, the whole nine yards. We're going to have drinking. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have a good time. There's going to be music before David. David has been a guy. He's been on Penn & Teller. He's been on David Copperfield. He's been in Las Vegas. He's been on cruise ships. The guy's big time. He's all over Facebook. Check out David Merlin's Facebook page. But he's a fantastic guy, funny guy, and does some amazing, amazing illusions. He's going to be live at Work Play coming up on October 29th. Ticket prices are super cheap. You're spending $600-$700 for tickets. You go down there and for $20, $25, $30, I forget what the price is. Go to workplay.com, and check out a special Tony Curry Radio presentation of David Merlin coming up here on October 29th down at Work Play. It's going to be a great show. And I'd be remiss to mention one final thing. Tommy Oliver, good morning to you. That my good friend Al Cooper opened up a brand new business this past weekend. He's part of Coosa Valley Auto Sales. I went up there and actually did a live show, Facebook Live, this past week. Good guy, does a customer co-op with his car business and is just killing it fantastic. And we both kind of got on this telekinetic thing this morning. I was like, man, I get a feeling this is going to be like an awesome week. It's going to be like I'm having epiphanies, man. It's going to be a killer week in every aspect of your life. I hope you're feeling it too. Business, success, personal, relationships, whatever it is, man. I hope you have an awesome week. And he's like, I feel it too. But go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Check out all their cars and their lots. They're one of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio, along with WorkPlay, along with Budweiser, Chris Dorsey's State Farm Team, top 10 State Farm guy, Southern Precision Staffing, fantastic, the Montgomery Food Bank, Jimmy Hell Mission. I mean, I can go on. Rossbridge Animal Hospital. I could go on and on and on with all of our great sponsors. Seth Smith is going to be starting a brand new show called Playing With House Money here on Tony Curry Radio. So I'm super excited. Sky's the limit. I want you to have a fantastic day. Be blessed today. Go do your thing and get after it. And don't forget to join me and Dr. Josh Klapo again on Thursday morning. I'm here every morning right here. And, of course, download the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio app, on Apple, TKR, Android, Tony Curry Radio, and search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And I promise you, there's going to be a show somewhere on there that you're absolutely going to love. Also, special thanks to Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Great picks, by the way, from Kip Kiefer on Wanna Bet yesterday. A show that runs 9-11, 1-3 right here on TKR. We got a ton of stuff going on, man. Check it out. You'll love it. And have a wonderful day. I love you.